The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Babies killed and women maimed and devastated by abortion. Last year, California boasted about passing 14 pro-abortion laws, including $200 million tax dollars for the abortion industry, and they're not done. The California Future of Abortion Council, consisting of abortionists, abortion industry activists, and legislators, have introduced 17 bills this year. In addition to forcing public colleges to provide abortions on campus, it appears they now have high schools in their crosshairs. If you live in California, you have our prayers. Please be a light reflecting Christ wherever you go.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
IT professionals, multiple openings for lead software developers. Participate in multiple phases of project lifecycle development, including requirement gathering, software design, development, and testing of computer apps using various techs. Job locations in Farmington Hills, Michigan, and various unanticipated client sites nationally requiring relocation and travel to these sites involving short and long-term assignments. Mail resume to Amerisoft Pro System LLC, 22710 Haggerty Road, 199 Farmington Hills, Michigan, 48335. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is Run to Win.
It's a beautiful day to march for life, isn't it?
The Daryl Wood Show.
Oh, Daryl, thank you so much. I'll zone you every day.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become once again the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. Welcome to the Monday edition of Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Glad to be along with you. Glad to have you along with us for the ride today. Show's official observer is two times Michigan Association of Broadcasters award-winning tech producer Brian Bolesky, manning the controls, flying the ship, keeping us aloft this afternoon and early evening. He will be screening your calls. In addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, lots of stuff we want to make you aware of on the program today, and we will do as much of it as we possibly can in the time allotted. One of the things that we want to make you aware of and remind you of is that you have a limited amount of time to register for the Pastor's Masters. Pastors and staff, grab those clubs. Get ready for the Faith Talk Detroit Pastors Masters Golf Tournament presented by Mount Elliott Cemeteries. This year's tournament taking place at West Wind Golf Course in Oakland Township on Monday, August 28th. It is of the utmost importance that if you plan to attend, that you register ASAP. Registration now open at faithtalkdetroit.com. The entry fee, only $25. That will entitle you, the participant, to take part in that 18-hole scramble. You're going to have a great time when you do. You and your colleagues are going to enjoy a day of golf fellowship and a great awards luncheon. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com. Sign up for the annual Pastors Masters. We look forward to seeing your face in the place. 866-423-9578. Dial that number and join the conversation. Glad to have you with us. As I said before, I hope that you had a great weekend. I hope that those of you who are members of communities of faith had a weekend filled with prayer, praise, and the proclamation of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now that we are off and running for another week, I hope that everything is working the way you hoped it would. And if it isn't, just pray and have faith, and then watch what happens next. 866-423-9578, the number we often give out so that you can participate with us during the program. You can be a part of this forum. Talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. And of course, Monday through Thursday, we have a set of rules that we kind of try and stick with. The rundown is king. What's on the rundown is what we talk about. Monday through Thursday, I have a couple of sheets that are loaded with content, and everything we're discussing comes from those sheets, although it's a challenge to cram everything in the 2 hours allotted on a daily basis. We get as much as we can in, and that's okay, especially as long as it's because we're talking with you about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. And of course, we'll talk with you about as much of it as we can get in. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation. We get to Friday on the program, and of course, you get to kick the rundown to the curb. That's right, but that's Friday and not today. Russian and Chinese military ships cruising near Alaska. Did you hear about it? Did you hear anything at all during your weekly, weekend, or nightly newscasts about the fact that we had U.S. warships responding to multiple warships from both Russia and China near the Aleutian Islands? That comes pretty close to Alaskan territory, comes pretty close to U.S. territorial waters. Did you hear anything about it? 866-423-9578. It's interesting to me because the moment I heard that story, I begin to think about the Word of God that tells us that in the last days, you will hear all kinds of rumors and you will hear all kinds of reports about war and rumors of wars. It just kind of put me in the mindset of what the Bible says about things in the last times. And this is certainly concerning. And one must ask oneself, what's going on here? 866-423-9578. The other question that I invariably asked myself was, I wonder if this would have happened if we had better leadership in the White House at this time. 866-423-9578. You can dial that number, talk with me about that or anything related to it. We'll give you a few more details, including a comment made by Admiral John Aquilino, who was at a conference
just last week as this situation was developing, and he gave his thoughts on the subject, albeit brief. They were pointed, they were focused, and I think he made his point. 866-423-9578. At the same time, I take a look down south at the southern border. When I say down south, I'm talking about that southern border between the United States and Mexico, where the president, not all that long ago, sent 1,500 U.S. troops to the border, supposedly to assist the Customs and Border Protection Service. That being the case, I thought they were going to be there for a lot longer, especially given the huge numbers of people flooding across our borders, but apparently not, because the president, through the Pentagon, has decided to recall 1,100 troops from the southern border. But why? 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Investigative journalist Jenny Tare with the Daily Caller News Foundation was interviewed recently about this particular and recent move by the Biden administration by Sky News Australia. Certainly, you would hope that a news agency in this country would ask questions as to why this is happening, try and get some answers for the American people, but leave it to the folks in Australia to ask the questions American reporters ought to be asking. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Today's temperature outside, seasonably cooler, wouldn't you say? 866-423-9578. It's not exactly what you'd call the end of summer, but if you believe a piece that was written in the New York Times in the last couple of days, end of summer vacation as we know it, the end of summer vacation as we know it, that's the New York Times trying to become climate alarmists again. 866-423-9578. Not because of the cooler than usual temperatures that we're seeing today, but because of the warmer, they say, warmer than normal temperatures we're seeing not only in the air, but in the water around the country. And they're raising this notion that the idea of summer vacations to get away to warm locations and enjoy the heat may become a thing of the past as they become counterintuitive as people begin to perhaps think about canceling vacations because it's too hot. 866-423-9578. Or is this more propaganda being spread by a mainstream news organ that just wants to push the so-called climate change agenda? They want to push this whole notion that we're living with regard to an existential crisis that threatens all of us, and that is the warmer temperatures that many people are experiencing around the country this summer. They are warmer, to be sure, but are they an indicator of some threat to humanity, threat to the planet? 866-423-9578. And amid all the climate alarmism, you'll recall the current administration wants to ban a number of things. We all know that about this time last week, the ban on incandescent light bulbs went into effect, so you can't buy those. They can't be manufactured in this country for sale anymore, at least not for now. Maybe when we get a more sane administration, we'll resume their production and perhaps get those jobs back, but for now, you can't do it. And this administration, the current administration, dead set on eliminating your gas stoves. Well, there's some quiet changes taking place with regard to the elimination of your gas stove. Yeah, the administration that is thinking about, talking about, contemplating banning gas stoves is taking a look at the cost effectiveness of the move, and I'll tell you what they have lately decided. 866-423-9578. It's interesting how they want to turn your life upside down simply because they think that the planet is in peril, then the best way to deal with it is to force you to give up your way of life. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. And have you heard about the mysterious lab discovered in the Fresno, California area? The mysterious lab that was used to manufacture or experiment on mice with COVID-19. 866-423-9578. The lab was discovered because of a water hose sticking out of a building, but after it was discovered, there were some other pretty gruesome discoveries, is what I'm trying to say. Gruesome discoveries made as a result of this laboratory in the California area where mice were being experimented on for the purpose of spreading COVID-19. Spreading COVID-19. 900 mice found in this laboratory. 866-423-9578. One council person asking, I think, what are the requisite questions at this particular point in time about why it is this lab is located there, to whom does the lab belong, and why are they experimenting with mice and COVID-19? 866-423-9578. Gary Bredenfield is the councilman from the 6th District of Fresno, California. He's talking about the situation, asking the questions that a lot of folks aren't talking about. You'll hear some of what he is saying about this situation in the moments ahead. 866-423-9578. And the pundits and the prognosticators are trying to determine whether or not, politically speaking, Joe Biden has a chance to win again in Michigan. It is apparently the opinion of one opinion writer that Joe Biden could win in Michigan again, but it's not a guarantee, especially since it is starting to look like a shape-up of the Biden versus Trump race all over again from 2020, only this time it will be 2024. And the writer, the analyst, if you will, seems to think that there's a possibility that Donald Trump could pull out a victory in Michigan. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. Talk with me about this or anything else we're discussing. And last week, I wanted to bring you part two of Tucker Carlson's interview, his interview with Devin Archer, the former business partner and former best friend of Hunter Biden. But Devin has gone his own ways, decided to, in so many words, testify against Hunter Biden and his efforts to elicit or solicit business from foreign nationals, and at the same time include his dad in some of that business, even though his dad denies that he had any knowledge of or connections to people with whom Hunter Biden is doing business. Devin Archer has just kind of blown the doors off all of that, and Tucker Carlson's the guy that got him to sit down and talk about it. I shared comments from his first interview that he released. He did release a part two with regard to that interview. I wanted to share it with you as we were going into the weekend, but our conversations of Free Thought Friday variety did not ever steer us in that direction, so I decided to wait until today. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. You can talk with me about these or any of the other stories I'm discussing or anything related to them. 866-423-9578. 800-259-9578. Dial that number. Become part of the conversation.
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When your faith is anchored in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be like the Apostle Paul, whether to live or die, I'm Christ's. And so, whether our lives are up or down, it doesn't really matter in the long run, because sooner or later, all of us, we're going to be with Him forever.
Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth on Leading the Way.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
Meet Tim.
Hey, what's up?
He's the person you hired for your digital marketing strategy. And when he's done battling aliens on his PS5 in his parents' basement, I'm sure he'll get right to work. Now, meet the team at Salem Surround.
What's up?
Hi there.
Over 200 digital media strategists with all the current digital tools, resources, and training, bringing your business the real results you need. These are the people who are passionate about your marketing success and will work 24/7 to deliver customers to you and your business. So, Tim.
Yes, level 12. I'm going to be here all night.
Or the team at Salem Surround. Why trust your digital marketing to one person when you can hire a whole team? Nationwide exposure, experience, and expertise. Let our team of experts focus on your digital marketing strategy so you can focus on your business. It's an easy decision.
To learn more about Salem Surround or for a free, no-obligation digital audit, visit us at surrounddetroit.com.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Love your show. You're just fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Daryl, for fighting a good fight of faith. This station and you are blessing your listeners and your callers. I thank you. God bless you, brother.
Rhonda Wynn, The Daryl Wood Show.
Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, The Daryl Wood Show. 22 minutes past the hour, we're talking about, I think, the news that is relevant, not only because it's in the headlines today, but because we can read our Bibles, those of us who do know the value and the wisdom that is in the pages of Holy Writ. We can read our Bibles, and they read, to a very real degree, like a lot of what you read in today's newspapers. For instance, in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 6, and I'm reading from the New King James Translation, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." And then in the book of Mark, chapter 13, "But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet." And then, of course, there is Luke, the 21st chapter, where we read, "There will also be many wars and revolutions on every side, with rumors of more wars to come. Don't panic or give in to your fears, for these things are bound to happen. This is still not the end yet." So we know that the Bible tells us that in the latter times, when we talk about the eschatological, that is the end things related to Scripture and what God says will happen in the last days prior to the second appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, war is a feature of the times. 866-423-9578. Or rumors of those wars, or warlike activities. From ABC News, the nearly dozen Russian and Chinese ships that sailed near Alaska's Aleutian Islands last week as part of a joint exercise leading the U.S. to deploy warships and aircraft to monitor the formation are now moving away from the region, according to American officials. In response to the ship's movements near the island chain, four U.S. Navy destroyers operating in the Pacific Ocean had monitored the ship's movements from various distances, one of the U.S. officials said. Both officials, there were two, stressed that the 11 Russian and Chinese ships remain in international waters and did not sail into U.S. territorial waters, which stretch out 12 miles from the Alaskan coastline. The U.S. officials declined to provide details on how close the Russian and Chinese ships got to American territory. The patrol marked an apparent show of military unity and strength between those two countries. And one of the officials questioned told ABC News that the Russian and Chinese vessels operated in different locations and were not always in the same formation. And video posted by Russia's Defense Ministry on Saturday showed what appeared to be at least nine vessels sailing in formation and the firing of weapons into the ocean, presumably as part of what is described as an anti-submarine exercise. Anti-submarine exercise. The Russian Defense Ministry said that the joint patrol had already covered 2,300 nautical miles in transit that had taken the Russian and Chinese Navy ships to, quote, the southwestern part of the Bering Sea, end quote, where they had practiced, quote, joint tactical maneuvering, conducted communications training, and carried out helicopter landings and takeoffs from the decks of each other's ships. A U.S. official had told ABC News that the Pentagon was tracking and expecting this patrol for several weeks since well before the exercise began. Interestingly enough, there's an admiral, his name is John Aquilino, U.S. Naval Admiral, who was at a conference last week, and he was asked about this situation, which came to our attention, as it was occurring at that moment in time. He gave his opinion and feedback on exactly what was going on and what he thought about it.
Just a month ago, bombers from both Russia and China. Russian bombers landed in China, and then they flew a joint mission into the Philippine Sea towards Guam. Today, a Russian and Chinese maritime task force is doing a combined patrol. We'll see where that ends up, whether it's off the Aleutian Islands, whether it's in the Philippine Sea, whether it goes to Guam, whether it goes to Hawaii, or whether it goes off the west coast of the United States. So their exercises have increased, their operations have increased. I only see the cooperation getting stronger, and boy, that's concerning. That's a dangerous world.
That's a dangerous world, and that's what the Bible tells us. 866-423-9578. In addition to the ships being in waters not all that far from U.S. territory, they were shadowed, as I said earlier in this article, by U.S. destroyers, four U.S. destroyers, and a U.S. Navy P-8 maritime surveillance aircraft also used to monitor the joint Russian-Chinese patrol, according to the officials. One official said, quote, "I'll let the Chinese and the Russians characterize their activities," end quote. That according to a Pentagon press secretary, Brigadier General Pat Ryder. He continued, and I quote, "What I would say is that NORAD and NORTHCOM monitored their presence. They were in international waters, and at no point in time were they deemed to pose a threat. And so, like any country, they are free to conduct exercises in international airspace, international waters. We will continue to monitor, but I think that it's no surprise to anyone that China and Russia continue to look at ways to cooperate, and we'll continue to monitor the situation and follow up on that." End quote. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. And if you take into account what we read in the pages of biblical scripture, the most relevant prophecies with regard to the end of the world and times related to it, the Bible. These are just the beginnings of troubles that we are going to see. The beginnings. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLGB. Therefore, seeing these things as they occur, what sort of folk ought we to be, ladies and gentlemen, men and women of faith in particular? What sort of people ought we to be? Of what sort of work should we be found engaged in? What should we be doing in a time like this? 866-423-9578. You can talk with me about that. Tell me, give me your opinion about it on the program today. 866-423-9578, the number to dial to join the conversation on Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. And I'll tell you, when I read from the Bible with regard to what it says about the last days, the last times, especially with regard to the violence that will be visited on the human race, not by God, but by man, you know, you may think that this is odd, but I'm comforted. Because it proves to me once again that this is God's book. 866-423-9578. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. And I say so decidedly because not only does the Bible talk about these things, and war is common among mankind. We know that. So you would say to yourself, probably in some sense, and some of you anyway would say, well, Daryl, so mankind, the story of mankind is the story of warfare. Absolutely. But what the book that we call the Bible, divided into two testaments, the Old and the New, says in stunning detail with regard to these kinds of events, is that the Bible gives us many of the reasons why, gives us many of the actors involved, tells us where they will be and what they will be up to, unlike any other chronicle regarding these kinds of predictions. 866-423-9578, 866-423-9578. WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. Just a thought with regard to a headline that caught my attention coming out of the weekend as regards our military, regards the military of not one, but two other countries, both of which at one point vied for superpower status. One of them is truly aggressively vying for superpower status. And I guess they have decided that, well, you know what, if we can't be a superpower, a lone superpower, maybe we can combine forces. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV, the number to dial to join the conversation on the program. Talk to me about this or anything related to it. At the same time, some would say that what has been happening on our southern border is a matter of national security as well. And that is to say, a breakdown in security when it comes to making sure that people aren't flowing indiscriminately across that border, tying up our Customs and Border Protection services, spreading them thin, and diluting our ability to keep people out of the country who do not legally belong here. 866-423-9578. Now, you know, for its part, the Biden administration hasn't done a very good job of protecting our southern border, hasn't done a very good job at all. In fact, since Joe Biden came into office, we've seen over 5 million illegals stream across that border from 150 or more different countries, including China. 866-423-9578. One of the things that the administration thought it would do, I think, in recent days was deploy military personnel to make it look maybe sound as though they were trying to pay lip service to the idea that the border must be made secure or must maintain a semblance of security. So the president approved the deployment of 1,500 military personnel to the border, and it wasn't all that long ago. It was just a couple of months back, if that. And in addition to that, he implemented the use of a software program that he falsely claims is responsible for diminishing the numbers of people coming illegally across the border and into the country. That hasn't been the case at all, especially since last week I reported that when it comes to the January illegal immigration numbers, they surged. They surged because what the administration was doing was simply trying to put a pretty face on another of their many lies on this issue. And that is that this new software approach to waving people into the country somehow had slowed down the migration. It had not. 866-423-9578. As a matter of fact, we saw a surge in July, and I'm pretty sure we'll see one in August. 866-423-9578. Add to that, the administration now saying that it is going to pull 1,100 of the 1,500 troops that it dispatched to the border for the purposes of assisting the Customs and Border Protection Service. And one must ask oneself once again, what are these people doing? What are these people thinking? 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation. Talk to me about this or anything related to it. Jeannie Tare is an investigative journalist with the Daily Caller News Foundation. She was interviewed by Sky News Australia about this latest development, in which she gave some details about what it she had discovered, what it is she had discovered with regard to this latest decision by the administration.
The Biden administration has been claiming a win and saying border crossing numbers have gone down. But is this correct, and what's actually happening?
Right. So the Defense Department has drawn down over 1,000 troops that they sent on 90-day deployment from the Department of Defense. So those troops will be leaving and a few will remain. However, this does not mean that there will not be soldiers at the border. Actually, there are many Republican states, I believe it's 13, that have deployed through an action of the state of Texas to ask them to help them out. So there are still soldiers down there. There's also many intelligence teams and state police that have been deployed by other Republican states to help with this issue. Meanwhile, while the troops are being drawn down by the federal government, border numbers are spiking back up. We saw in the Washington Post this week that after a month of victory from the Biden administration, a number that we hadn't seen dip before, which was illegal migrant encounters, you know, we saw it dip in the month of May, I'm sorry, in the month of June to around 99,000. Well, it's back up. Now it's at 130,000 in the month of June. In July, I'm sorry. And so they're seeing a surge again. They're seeing large groups. Just in Arizona this week, they saw a group of over 500 people from over a dozen countries. And that's continuing in many sectors of the southern border here. So we're seeing a surge.
Yeah, many sectors along that southern border are seeing surges, which means more people are coming in. The border remains in large part undefended, and many of those who want to get across coming from many different countries around the globe are getting in, and you can best believe many of them are getting in undetected. 866-423-9578. You know, it's not just an opinion on my part. It's reportage by people who are closely surveilling the situation. And even though there are some states with military personnel down on the borders trying to make sure that people aren't sneaking in, it's still happening. And it's still happening in significant numbers, because that's a huge border. 866-423-9578. And perhaps the most maddening thing about all of it is the current administration. Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, they're just letting it happen.
Christian Teach Talk Radio is so important. Keep up to date with all things Faith Talk. Subscribe to our newsletter at faithtalkdetroit.com.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Planning for retirement is no small task. If you don't know where to start, tune in to Retire Right with Sean Mueller of Mueller Retirement Planning, Sunday mornings at 7. It's a fun show about a serious topic. Sean shares helpful information that just might change the course of your retirement. Listen Sunday mornings at 7 to Retire Right with Sean Mueller. Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
What's this?
A letter from the Selective Service System? Ah, not now.
Hey, Steve, it's me, Future Steve.
You're me?
Yes, and you need to register with SSS or we won't get our dream job in 10 years. Save our future.
If you're a man aged 18 to 25, visit SSS.gov to register today. It's required by law, and it can open the door to many benefits, like federal government jobs and training.
That was easy. Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Dial that number. Talk to me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. Oh, and by the way, we've got a new summertime half-off deal from GottaHaveItNow.com. Whether you consider yourself a grill master or a backyard chef, the Memphis Beale Street Pellet Grill, the culinary game changer on sale now, $999, regularly $1,799. That stainless steel wood pellet grill, easy to use, simple to assemble. GottaHaveItNow.com is the place you go to purchase the Memphis Beale Street Pellet Grill, only $999. Dial that number. Join the conversation. Talk with me about the news, topics, stories that we are unpacking on the program today. Did a kind of combination story at the beginning when we talked about those Russian and Chinese warships cruising near the Aleutian Islands in international waters, but near U.S. territorial waters and near the Alaskan coastline. We also talked about how that comports with biblical scripture that I shared from three different Bible passages in three different Bible books, talking about the last times, wars, and rumors of wars. You're free to talk with me about it. 866-423-9578. We also discussed the fact that we have a situation that is truly, truly a matter of national security when it comes to who's coming into our country and whether we know who they are or not. We have people coming into the United States from at least 150 different countries around the globe, and we're not sure where some of these people are. Some of them have snuck into the country undetected. Others have gamed the system, and the Biden administration seems to have cooperated with them in the process of doing so because they're claiming to need asylum to get in, and the Biden administration's all too happy to extend them asylum to allow them to come into the country and then give them some court date way out in the future before they actually have to show up. So they're roaming around in the interior of the United States of America, supposedly as asylum seekers, fleeing some kind of tyranny, when in effect, most of these people are here seeking a better way of life, a more economic opportunity. Maybe there are some who are here seeking our downfall. You think that might be a possibility? 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV, the number you dial to join the conversation. You can talk with me about it on the program today or anything related to it. What about this great summertime weather we're enjoying? Although today might not be the best indication of it here in southeastern lower Michigan, where the temperature barely gets out of the 60s today as we approach. I looked at my weather app last night as I was planning my wardrobe. And believe you me, folks, when I use the term wardrobe, I'm probably misusing the term when it comes to what I wear on a daily basis. But when I was planning for what I would wear today, I took a look at what the high temperature for today would be. And I saw that what was indicated in my weather app was 69 degrees. And I thought, well, you know what? Here we are in August. It's been a lot warmer already, but 69 degrees, really? 866-423-9578. So, you know, I pulled together a couple of pieces accordingly for today's wardrobe. And I'm taking a look at that, and I'm taking a look at a story where people are positing that we are reaching the end of what some would refer to as summer, and even summer vacation for that matter, as we know it. 866-423-9578. Those at the New York Times, and I just want to say this, there's still some good reporters at the New York Times, but there are a lot of bad ones. 866-423-9578. And maybe the editorial staff may be full of, people who don't necessarily exercise the best judgment. Let me put it that way. Because they are one of the primary organs, journalistically speaking, that put out a lot of this misinformation about the climate and that we are facing some kind of existential crisis. When in effect, ladies and gentlemen, we are not. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. Mac Schwerin, writing at the New York Times, over the weekend said, "You can't escape the orange." He's talking about the color on the map. Any of you taking a look at some of those temperature maps for the summertime? He's talking about those orange maps. That's what travelers this summer, he writes, have been reckoning with. Swaths of tangerine, traffic cone, and burnt sienna on maps indicating record high temperatures around the globe. Four concurrent heat domes from the southern United States to East Asia descended on millions. Phoenix residents enduring 31 days of 110-degree-plus temperatures. Italians in more than a dozen cities under extreme weather warnings. And in South Korea, at least 125 people hospitalized for heat-related conditions at the World Scout Jamboree. In Florida, it got so bad in June that Jackie Barber, 50, a clinical social worker and eighth-generation Floridian, canceled a beach trip to St. Augustine. Quote, "The water temperature was like 89 degrees, end quote, Ms. Barber said. Quote, "We're used to such things as hurricanes ruining plans, tropical storms, even just bad thunderstorms. But I don't recall ever looking at anyone and saying, it's too hot to go to the beach," end quote. She on to something there? Well, there may be any given day when people think it's too hot to go to the beach, but then there are still lots of people at the beach on that same day. So that in and of itself means nothing. 866-423-9578. More and your calls after the break.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel Tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today, T. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
Attention taxpayers, if you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has green-lighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Help USA to see if you qualify and receive your free tax assessment by dialing 800-419-0017. If you or your business owe back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-419-0017. 800-419-0017. That's 800-419-0017.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now, and I pray you and your family are...
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
Is the weather changing so radically that you're rethinking your plans about taking a vacation? That's what the New York Times seems to think we all ought to do. The writer of a New York Times article from this weekend says that even if the idea of a summer getaway remains culturally resilient, is it still practical? I mean, come on. Do you really need to take that getaway to the islands? Do you really need to take that getaway to the beachfront? Because after all, climate change. 866-423-9578. The number to dial to join the conversation on Run to Win, The Darryl Wood Show. Mark Morano, of course, who has been a guest on this program many times, appeared over the weekend on one news show to talk about the phenomenon of those who think that it may be time for us to rethink whether or not we take summer vacations, or whether or not the nature of the summer vacation may be changing because it's getting too hot to take them. 866-423-9578. But I want to remind you of what Antonio Guterres first said, about a week ago. He's the head guy at the United Nations. He talked about a different era, a change, if you will, taking place across the globe. It's not merely climate change anymore. Anybody remember what he said? I'll play it for you in the next hour and let you hear what he says about the era we are now living in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Attention, Warren's 5th District. Eddie Kavacinski, your trusted incumbent councilman, is back and ready to lead.
I am Eddie Kavacinski, your proven leader. Together, we'll fight drug cartels and protect our community.
Eddie supports American gas and oil production, boosting our economy while preserving our environment.
Let's keep our children safe from trafficking and sexualization, creating a brighter future for all.
Eddie Kavacinski, your fiscal conservative, managing our budget wisely. Vote for Eddie on August 8th.
Join me, your trusted incumbent, for a stronger Warren's 5th District.
Paid for by the Eddie Kavacinski Committee. Vote Eddie Kavacinski on August 8th for Warren City Council.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
What did Jesus say? My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. One of the most awesome promises he gives us is that we can have peace in whatever we're faced in life.
Hear the series, The Promises of God, this week on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley.
Listen to In Touch, weekday afternoons at 12:30.
Join Pastor Emery Moss on Bible Talk.
Whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, we're here. Be encouraged on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit and faithtalkdetroit.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit, WLQV Detroit, from the Salem Media Group. And now, Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, continues on Faith Talk 1500. Give us a call at 866-423-9578. That's 866-423-9578. Here's your host, Daryl Wood.
Second and final hour now underway. Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. So glad to have you along with us. Glad to be along with you. Previous hour of the program, we talked about those Russian and Chinese warships in international waters, but just mere miles away from American waters and the Alaskan coastline over the weekend. Admiral John Aquilino was at a conference last week when he commented on what he thought it all really meant.
Just a month ago, bombers from both Russia and China, Russian bombers landed in China, and then they flew a joint mission into the Philippine Sea towards Guam. Today, a Russian and Chinese maritime task force is doing a combined patrol. We'll see where that ends up, whether it's off the Aleutian Islands, whether it's in the Philippine Sea, whether it goes to Guam, whether it goes to Hawaii, or whether it goes off the west coast of the United States. So their exercises have increased, their operations have increased. I only see the cooperation getting stronger, and boy, that's concerning. That's a dangerous world.
Yeah, they're cooperating, they being Russia and China, but they're certainly not cooperating for the purpose of being a better neighbor to the United States of America. Let's face it, 866-423-9578, which is why Admiral Aquilino says it's worrisome. 866-423-9578. Those ships were monitored, shadowed, if you will, by American naval vessels and aircraft. However, they have said to have been moving off. Who knows where they're headed? We'll know, of course, because we can track them, but they are said to have been moving away from the area where they were detected. 866-423-9578. The Biden administration, at the same time, as we discussed in the previous hour of the program, now drawing down 1,100 troops of the 1,500 they deployed about 90 days ago to the southern border. They claimed the troops were being deployed. They were trying to make some kind of a PR play with regard to looking as though they are responsible when it comes to defending and protecting the border of the United States, protecting the sovereignty of the United States. But we know better, don't we? 866-423-9578. The Biden administration now drawing down 1,100 troops. They will not be there to help the Customs and Border Protection Service. And that being the case, Jeannie Tear, investigative journalist for the Daily Caller Foundation, says even though they're going away, there will be other forces still on that border.
The Biden administration has been claiming a win and saying border crossing numbers have gone down. But is this correct? And what's actually happening?
Right. So the Defense Department has drawn down over 1,000 troops that they sent on a 90-day deployment from the Department of Defense. So those troops will be leaving and a few will remain. However, this does not mean that there will not be soldiers at the border. Actually, there are many Republican states, I believe it's 13, that have deployed through an action of the state of Texas to ask them to help them out. So there are still soldiers down there. There's also many intelligence teams and state police that have been deployed by other Republican states to help with this issue. Meanwhile, while the troops are being drawn down by the federal government, border numbers are spiking back up. We saw in the Washington Post this week that after a month of victory from the Biden administration, a number that we hadn't seen dip before, which was illegal migrant encounters, you know, we saw it dip in the month of May. I'm sorry, in the month of June to around 99,000. Well, it's back up. Now it's at 130,000 in the month of June. In July, I'm sorry. And so they're seeing a surge again. They're seeing large groups. Just in Arizona this week, they saw a group of over 500 people from over a dozen countries. And that's continuing in many sectors of the southern border here. So we're seeing a surge.
Yeah, we're seeing a surge. Mark's listening to the program in Detroit. Mark, thanks a lot for hanging in there. Your comment.
Oh, thank you, Daryl, for taking my call. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, Daryl, that you're absolutely right. We should be extremely alarmed at what's going on, at what's being allowed to happen at the southern border. You know, it's very troubling. We have no idea who is coming across that border with what purpose. And I'm sure there's some people, as you've stated, who are looking for a better life, but I'm sure there's a whole lot more people who are looking to come across that border and wreak havoc on this country. And the sad part, Daryl, is that we have a government that's in full assist mode. They have a 24-hour operation in Central America, busing all of these migrants up through the Danbury Strait, up to the Mexican border, and allowing them to get out of those buses and walk right across the border. And the government is doing this. So I just feel that they, if they should happen to lose the election in 2024, they're going to use these people, the terrorists who are among us, to wreak havoc on this nation, one that we haven't seen since 9/11. So I think people should get ready for what's going to happen. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but it's inevitable. How can it not be, in the works when they're just letting people just walk right across the border and just pour into the interior of this country? It's inevitable.
That is an excellent point, Mark, and it's one that you would think more people would make, particularly at the upper echelons of our government power structure. But because of the people who are in control and in charge, and because of the forces that want to see this kind of demographic change, this demographic shift, and who are also saying, well, the consequences essentially be damned, because we don't really care. We have a much larger and a much different purpose to outwork with regard to this this almost just unfettered immigration, illegal immigration into this country. They are content to allow it to happen. And I don't think a lot of people understand how serious it is. And if they do understand how serious it is, Mark, the problem I have with it is that they're not saying anything to their elected representatives about it.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And another thing that's alarming to me, Daryl, is the amount of people who don't seem to think it's a problem. It's just another issue, mm-hmm. that we're going through. If they don't see the danger of what's happening. That's to me alarming.
It is alarming, and we are, and I've said it before, and a lot of people think that we're being alarmist when we do so, but we aren't. We're simply telling the truth that people don't want to hear and that others don't want to say. We're going to pay a price for it, and we're going to pay that price sooner or later because there are those who are committed to the long game. That is to say, they can wait. They don't necessarily have to wreak the havoc that's coming anytime soon. They'll take the longer game, take time to put their ducks in a row to make sure they have the maximum impact they can have when it comes to destabilizing the United States through terrorist action.
Yeah, I totally agree. You're absolutely right, Daryl. I guess the only thing we can do at this point is pray.
That's right. Pray and make sure that, and I say this, and some people think it's kind of jokingly, but I'm not. Folks need to stop voting the wrong way. That's all. Stop voting the wrong way. And folks, I don't really have to explain that. Folks know exactly what I'm saying when I say that, Mark. But it really does boil down to something as simple as the people you put in elective office. Because who represents us is what makes a massive difference with regard to the kinds of policies we get and the way the laws are or aren't enforced. Mark?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head, Daryl. We could solve this problem by electing people who won't do what these people are doing.
That's exactly right. Mark couldn't have said it any better than that. Thank you, sir, for a great call. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. You're not a better nation because you're woke. You're not a better nation because you want social justice. You're not a better nation because you want racial justice. You're not a better nation because you are populated by those who think that you have gender-affirming churches. You're not better because of those things. You're doing yourself in because of those things. 866-423-9578. I mean, those are the collusive, Marxist-oriented forces that are among us and destabilizing us, dividing us. Our strength is not our diversity. Our strength is our unity. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. And last time I checked, E Pluribus Unum, anybody remember that, E Pluribus Unum? It's on our money. Out of many, one. Out of many, one. 866-423-9578. I was talking before the end of the last hour about the nonsensical insanity at the New York Times expressed by a writer who thinks that we have reached a point in this country in particular because of something called climate change, that the very nature of vacationing must change. He asks the question in headline form, is the end of the summer vacation as we know it? Is this the end of the summer vacation as we know it? Is what the end of the summer vacation as we know it? this rise in temperatures that we are experiencing this summer. You know, that the climate alarmists want to capitalize on. They always want to capitalize on the extremes. So if in Arizona or any place else in the country, for that matter, there are extremes taking place, all of a sudden, it's an existential crisis. 866-423-9578. Again, anything to destabilize and take us off of a sensible and common sense center. 866-423-9578. And I've said, as recently as the previous week of this program, man does not have that kind of an impact on this planet, except for when he sets his attention to murder millions of his fellow humans. That's when man has the largest impact on this planet. Warfare. But when it comes to the climate, man has virtually no impact on this planet. And I shared an article with you all last week that talked about the volcanic eruptions taking place underwater that are more than likely responsible for a lot of the climate warming that we're seeing this summer and will probably be responsible for the climate warming we see over the next couple of summers. Water vapors being thrown into the atmosphere in such large number that they created a kind of canopy effect that reflects heat back down onto the planet. That's what's happening. You connect that with what happens with sun flare activity on our sun, and guess what? You get a warmer planet. But here's another little fact that folks don't want you to key in on. People do a lot better in warm weather than they do in colder weather. What am I saying? I'm saying what the historical data show. More people die when it's cold outside than when it's warm outside. All this talk about it being too hot and people suffering, it's relative, folks, and it's being used in relative terms to create the kind of alarmism you hear me decrying. 866-423-9578, because if you look at the historical data, there's nothing that we're experiencing right now in terms of the warmer temperatures that is going to be our undoing. Yet, Max Schwerin at the New York Times believes that because of the warmer temperatures, we must experience the proverbial paradigm shift in what it means to do things like take vacations. Because it is so hot, people are making decisions not to take vacations. He focused in on 50-year-old Jackie Barber, an eighth-generation Floridian, who canceled a trip to St. Augustine, Florida, because the water was too hot, supposedly 89 degrees. 866-423-9578. Does that sound like somebody who's making decisions based on sound judgment? 866-423-9578. So if we're talking about, and in the main, pushing for what these people want to refer to as sustainable vacations. And what is that? What even is a sustainable vacation? Because that's a label that pops up in this article. There are people who are trying to push this whole notion of what they refer to as sustainable vacation getaways. 866-423-9578. I mean, stop and think about it. The tourism industry, pretty big. Tourism industry makes lots and lots of money. People all over this planet want to explore this planet. They want to explore it in the cold. They want to explore it in the heat. They want to spend their money on going and seeing places that they've never seen before. Do you think because the temperature has risen in a couple of these places, a few degrees, that somehow is going to change their mind, your mind, my mind, about taking vacations to, quote, hot spots? 866-423-9578. At the end of the hour, I was talking about Antonio Guterres, the United Nations chieftain, who was out there last week trying to make the case that when it comes to climate change, we are in existential crisis mode. We have gone from the mere climate change period of the planet to something that he refers to here. Well, let me let you hear him in his own words, because he wants to go from mere climate change to something altogether different.
The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived.
the era of global boiling has arrived. It's an era, folks, an epic.
The air is unbreathable, the heat is unbearable, and the level of fossil fuel profits and climate inaction is unacceptable.
Yeah, whatever. 866-423-9578. And I'm for more drilling, for more oil, and I am for the development of more of our natural resources to create more good-paying jobs, especially in the petroleum industry. 866-423-9578. Somebody tell Antonio Gutierrez I said so. 866-423-WLQV.
The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived.
The era of global boiling has arrived. 866-423-9578. So that's what passes for informed opinion on the subject these days, which is why the New York Times column writer is asking, is this the end of the summer vacation as we know it? And then they focus on a woman who cancels her vacation to a part of Florida because she heard the water was 89 degrees. 866-423-9578. And in the final analysis, that same individual says that when it comes to doing things like making sure that we are acting in more sustainable ways where the planet is concerned, what we should do is what Ms. Barber suggested. We should just all stay home, huddle around the air conditioner, and call it a vacation. What do you think? 866-423-9578. What do you think the folks in the tourism industry would think about that suggestion? 866-423-WLQV. Well, I know what Mark Morano, who has been a guest on this program a number of times, Mark Morano is a climate policy expert, author, and of course, he is the curator of ClimateDepot.com. Check it out. It's a great website, ClimateDepot.com, where he goes right to the heart of all the climate change and global climate fear-mongering and torpedoes it head on. Mark Morano.
The COVID psyop is ending in terms of all their restrictions, and the climate psyop is beginning. This is the New York Times signaling that our ruling class is telling us that vacations are now a thing of the past. They're trying to set our mindset to give up on vacations, and they're giving up our freedom of movement. The New York Times is suggesting, because of the extreme weather, which, by the way, even the United Nations says hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, droughts, wildfires are not on increasing trends on climate timescales of 30, 50, 100 years. The media has to hype a single day, the hottest day in 100,000 years. Turns out it wasn't even anything related to that. They claim boiling oceans, not happening in Florida. It turns out it was one thermometer in dark, murky water with high sediment that the meteorologist said. I mean, they're doing everything they can to weaponize it, and now they're coming after vacations. And what the New York Times is claiming is that somehow people are going to have to stay home, and it's literally in the article, huddled around their air conditioner at home because the weather is too extreme because our previous travel has made the earth uninhabitable. This is insane, unscientific, silly.
Insane, unscientific, in a word, silly. 866-423-9578. But you may believe we've gone from the era of global climate change to global climate boiling. And if you think that, you're always welcome to tell me that on the program. 866-423-9578.
Attention, Warren's 5th District. Eddie Kapuscinski, your trusted incumbent councilman, is back and ready to lead.
I am Eddie Kapuscinski, your proven leader. Together, we'll fight drug cartels and protect our community.
Eddie supports American gas and oil production, boosting our economy while preserving our environment.
Let's keep our children safe from trafficking and sexualization, creating a brighter future for all.
Eddie Kapuscinski, your fiscal conservative, managing our budget wisely. Vote for Eddie on August 8th.
Join me, your trusted incumbent, for a stronger Warren's 5th District.
Paid for by the Eddie Kapuscinski Committee. Vote Eddie Kapuscinski on August 8th for Warren City Council.
turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. The new Salem News Channel, the greatest collection of conservative minds, all in one place. Home to the people you trust. Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Refreshingly honest, always unfiltered. Streaming free on your TV 24/7. Intelligent analysis for intelligent people. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
It's an old saying, when a person is facing a tough crowd, he is heading into the lion's den. Of course, the origins of that phrase has to do with much more than a tough crowd. It's about demonstrating faith in God, even under the most severe pressure to deny him. Learn how to cultivate that kind of resolute faith. Join John MacArthur on the next Grace to You.
So join me, John MacArthur, and study along on Grace to You weekday mornings at 8 here on WLQV.
This is a paid advertisement. Pulaski Kirker with principal offices in Houston, Texas, is responsible for the content of this advertisement. Parkhurst & Ira is attorney licensed in Michigan. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should never be based upon an advertisement.
Attention, victims of sexual abuse. If you were sexually abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation, even if the abuse happened decades ago. A recent report from Michigan's attorney general details decades of sexual abuse in the diocese with accused priests. If you suffered abuse from a clergy member, no matter how long ago, call our law firm's confidential clergy abuse helpline at 800-780-4185. We may be able to get you justice, closure, and substantial compensation while your case remains fully confidential. This is your chance to hold those responsible accountable and receive a meaningful financial settlement. So hurry, call our law firm's 100% confidential clergy abuse helpline right now to seek justice and compensation. Call 800-780-4185. That's 800-780-4185. 800-780-4185.
Meet Tim.
Hey, what's up?
He's the person you hired for your digital marketing. And when he's done battling aliens on his PS5 in his parents' basement, he'll get right to work. Now, meet the team at Salem Surround.
What's up?
These are the people who are passionate about your success and will work 24/7 to deliver real customers to you and your business. Why would you trust your digital marketing to one person when you can hire a whole team? Get nationwide experience, resources, and results.
Learn more about Salem Surround at surrounddetroit.com. That's surrounddetroit.com.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV, Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
First of all, I want to just thank you for your show and thank you for your honesty. And I really, and God bless your show and thank you for your truth. And you just power us up. Just listening to you. Thank you.
Cindy, thank you so much, and God bless you.
No, God bless you, hon. God bless you.
Thank you.
Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program. We were talking about the climate and the New York Times considered, I guess they'd call it a considered opinion, that now is the time to consider changing the way we look at vacations. Maybe the whole notion of summer vacations is something that ought to go the way of the dinosaur, perhaps. Particularly if it doesn't fit this increasingly, this increasingly pushed notion by some of a sustainable vacation. I'm still trying to figure out what that's supposed to look like and what that's supposed to be all about. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. One thing that the Biden-Harris administration is doing right about now is they're changing data with regard to other plans to control your life and how you live, especially as regards your gas stove. Anybody out there cook with a gas stove as opposed to an electric stove? 866-423-9578. 800-259-9578. Well, the White House, they're doing a little backtracking these days on the issue of getting rid of gas stoves, banning the gas stove. The Biden administration quietly revising its data analysis of gas stove regulations it proposed earlier this year. You know, when they try to sell you on the idea of banning this, that, or the other, they want to sell you on the idea by telling you, you know, it's going to be good for you because it's going to save you money. It's going to mean you're going to have more money in your pocket, and that's a good thing. 866-423-9578. And that's the basis on which they wanted to approach this whole notion of banning gas stoves. The data analysis for new regulations in which they propose to ban gas stoves, which was rolled out earlier this year, show that they would produce fewer consumer savings than previously projected. You heard me correctly. An honest analysis of the data seems to indicate that you're not going to save all that money. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Woods Show, at 28 minutes past the hour. The Department of Energy filed a notification of data availability as part of its ongoing gas stove rulemaking this week. Now, let me stop right there for a second. Department of Energy, gas stove rulemaking. Do we need a government agency involved in making rules about your gas stove? I mean, other than the thing not blowing up, setting your house on fire, and maybe destroying your neighbor's house too, do we need the Department of Energy involved in rulemaking with regard to the viability of the idea of eliminating gas stoves? Stop and think about that for a second, folks, because this is the degree to which the government is continuing, or at least those who are running it at this moment, continuing to insist they must insert themselves into your life. 866-423-9578. The Department of Energy filed a notification of data availability as part of its ongoing gas stove rulemaking this week, showing that Americans will save 30% less than it originally claimed they would under the regulations when they were first proposed back in February. Now, remember, when we got wind of the government trying to come up with rules for the purpose of banning gas stoves, there were those within the government who claimed that that wasn't happening. But we then found out it was. 866-423-9578. The agency's new analysis showed that you are now expected to save just 9 cents per month under the new gas stove regulations. Let that sink in. Now, if there's anybody out there whose life is going to be immeasurably changed for the better or the worst because of 9 cents, you're doing something wrong. 866-423-9578. The agency's new analysis showed consumers are now expected to save just 9 cents per month under the gas stove regulations. That according to a report at Fox News. And businessman and energy expert Dan K. Eberhardt says that now even the Biden administration themselves are admitting that their gas stove ban will cause more harm than good. So you eliminate the stoves, nobody really saves any money as a result of it, and you're not really doing anything to improve the environment because gas stoves are some of the cleanest burning energy devices on the planet. So what's the point? 866-423-9578. Yet, Mr. Eberhardt writes, yet they will still knowingly push bad policy because the far left, and remember, the Democrat Party isn't liberal, It's left. The far left and their far left agenda more interested in, and it is more important to them to have their way to exercise power than it is for them to follow the fact pattern. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show, which is why we need someone in charge who can set the tone, set the pace for massive reform inside federal government bureaucracies. Either their elimination or the downsizing of those agencies and the lessening of their impact on our everyday lives. I want to hear from the candidate who is going to do that. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. Talk with me about this or anything else related to it. Perhaps you're astounded. Perhaps you're amazed, surprised. You had no idea that all this was going on or what the consequences or implications of such a ban were. Now you have a little bit more insight. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV, the number you dial to join the conversation on the program today. Talk with me about this or anything else related to it. 866-423-WLQV.
Well, on March 3rd, the Reedley Code Enforcement officers investigated the site after seeing an illegally attached garden hose. On March 16th, the warehouse was inspected, and it was discovered that the lab was producing COVID-19. There is blood, tissue, bodily fluid samples, and thousands of vials with fluids that are not labeled.
Yeah, that's what some folks found when they bothered to investigate a garden hose sticking out of a wall of a building in Reedley, California. It's an area in the Fresno, California area. 866-423-9578. And that's Councilman Gary Bredefeld, a Fresno councilman from District 6, talking about the findings and what they may or may not mean. It's a lab where apparently someone was experimenting on rodentia with regard to COVID-19.
They also found 900 mice, 200 mice that were dead. On March 16th, the representative from the company, Prestige Biotech, potentially a China national, informed investigators, quote, "These mice were genetically engineered to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus," end quote. Prestige Biotech, that company, is licensed in Nevada, not California. One address listed for this company is a vacant building in Las Vegas. Substack reports that other addresses related to this company appear to be in China, though this can't be verified at this time. And they also report that, quote, "thousands of packages were found as well, many with shipping labels from China," end quote.
Yeah, and you may be asking yourself, gee whiz, did anybody here in the United States bother to get involved and begin to look into this particular situation? Yeah, well, Councilman Bredefeld, he says that the CDC did get involved.
On May 4th, the CDC inspected the lab and found infectious agents that were both bacterial and viral in nature. Some of these include hepatitis B and C, rubella, malaria, E. coli, and pneumonia. Fresno Superior Court documents indicate that mice were involved in these experiments with COVID-19. The lab apparently illegally disposed of medical waste, and it's believed it went to the landfill. This can't be confirmed because the operators of the lab have not been forthcoming.
866-423-9578. And one of the things that I wondered about as I listen to Councilman Bredefeld, Gary Bredefeld of Fresno, California's District 6, talking about this mysterious lab discovered in their city. Reedley is the specific area where it was discovered. Are there any other labs like this one, not only in California, but anywhere else around the country? You do realize that we have found, through our investigations and reporting in different cities around the country, we have found things like Chinese police stations where certain individuals are in charge of discharging rules and regulations that apply to the Asian diaspora in those cities. But we didn't know that. We also know about so-called Confucius Institutes on college campuses that are there to teach Chinese culture, as it were, or at least that's what they tell us. But then there are those who say that the Confucius Institutes also donate quite a bit of money to university and college endowments for the purpose of being on those campuses, and who knows what else is going on as a result of the Confucius Institutes on U.S. college campuses. 866-423-9578. I'm simply talking about some of the influences, some of the lesser known and more suspicious activities undertaken by the Chinese with regard to their infiltration of the United States of America. They being the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government. I just told you at the beginning of this program about Chinese warships partnering with Russian warships and sailing in international waters just miles off the Alaskan coastline. We found out about that this past weekend. 866-423-9578. Now Councilman Gary Bredefeld is asking a lot of questions in the city of Fresno, California, about how it is a lab that seems to have a Chinese connection was operating in his city, where they were experimenting on rats to find out how to spread COVID-19. More from the councilman when we come back. How good the Lord's been, but I'm trying to keep it short, y'all. But I know you got things to do. But let me just mention a couple right now, and then I'll be through. God, I thank you for life.
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
New summertime deal alert at GottaHalfItNow.com. Whether you consider yourself a grill master or a backyard chef, the Memphis Beale Street Pellet Grill is a culinary game changer. Grill, smoke, bake, or roast. On sale now for only $999 at GottaHalfItNow.com. The 26-inch stainless steel wood pellet grill is easy to use and simple to assemble. Go to GottaHalfItNow.com to purchase a Memphis Beale Street Pellet Grill for only $999. Visit GottaHalfItNow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-531-1550. 800-531-1550. 800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Growing in our Lord means more than just going to church on Sunday. You need Faith Talk 1500.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. Talk with me about the news, topics, stories you really care about. A secret Chinese-run lab in Reedley, California, that's in the Fresno area, was illegally storing all kinds of materials and vials and whatnot in the facility where it was discovered. 866-423-9578. Some of the other more incredible discoveries included hundreds of mice obviously being used in experiments on how to catch and maybe even spread COVID-19. 866-423-WLQV. Prestige Biotech, Inc., a company whose owners live in China, apparently, using the building near Reedley's downtown area for storing and shipping an array of diagnostic test kits for COVID-19, pregnancy, drugs, and much more after apparently being booted out of their Fresno location in late 2022. The inventory of biological agents in the refrigerators include coronavirus and other exotic contagions such as malaria, hepatitis B and C, chlamydia, human herpes, and rubella, among others, used in the production of various testing kits. Councilman Gary Bredefield, Fresno.
Now, questions that must be answered and the public has a right to know. One, is this company from China and or is it sponsored by the Chinese government? What was the purpose and goals of their experimenting with COVID-19 and having mice catch and carry the disease? What were they doing with all the bacterial and viral infectious agents found at the illegal lab?
Yeah, and are the owners Chinese or are the owners American? Are there both?
Are the people that were running and operating this lab Chinese nationals or American citizens? If they're not American citizens, are they here illegally?
Yeah, and the fact that folks in the community didn't really know that this building was filled with this kind of material and being used for these purposes is another matter that really bothered Councilman Gary Bredefield.
Why wasn't the public informed of this illegal lab and what was found? The Fresno County Department of Public Health, it's public health, has an obligation to notify the public of potential dangers, both past and present.
And I guess another question that you would want an answer to is, was there at any time, or is there at any time, real danger to the public as a result of this facility being operated in the community? Any danger at all? And I guess, as he has launched his own inquiry, answers to that question are yet to materialize. 866-423-9578.
Are there any current potential dangers to the public as a result of these experiments and illegal dumping of medical waste that involved COVID-19 and potential infectious agents that are both bacterial and viral in nature? Are there any potential adverse impacts to the farms in the area? How about the people in Fresno County or even beyond the local area? We know COVID spread around the world. How can the public be assured no medical waste was disposed of in our water systems?
Yeah, and a statement from the county health experts and health department in Fresno, California, saying that there was no detection of a release of virus into the atmosphere, no outbreak, as it were, and no detection of any of the kind of material that apparently was being developed at this lab has been detected in the water. So there is that.
Were any safety measures in place at this illegal lab to protect the public from spread of COVID or the infectious agents they were experimenting with?
And I guess the other question would be, who else in city government knew about this? And if they did know about it, why weren't they telling other folks about it? 866-423-9578. Apparently, it has a lot to do with the regulatory structure in this town, apparently. And according to the county health officials who have been spoken to on this issue, when it comes to getting permits and licenses to operate these kinds of facilities, as long as there is no public money used, apparently as long as all the investment is private, then a lot of the information that you would hope would be disclosed does not have to be disclosed. Something that Gary Bredefield says that he would hope to see changed in the not too distant future.
There's currently no requirements for any lab, licensed or not, to report to the local public health department the biologicals or the testing that is being conducted. I call on the Board of Supervisors to immediately create a new law mandating this requirement in Fresno County with the penalty of immediate shutdown if the lab is noncompliant. Additionally, there should be financial and criminal penalties for noncompliance. Secondly, Mr. Prado also stated, quote, if you don't receive public funding of any sort, you can, with private dollars, set up a laboratory in California and the United States, end quote, just like was done here. This must change on the state and the national level. There must be enough oversight to protect the public. This clearly isn't the case now, and it must change immediately.
Yes, he cited a gentleman by the name of Prado. He's the county health director in that area. And if no public money's used, folks can just set the lab up and go to work doing whatever it is they do without accountability, really? Yeah, that needs to change. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. Final segment coming up after the break.
This
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen size premium, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFF Greens.
Be blessed with Pastor Brian Edwards and the Saints Perspective. Weeknights at 7 on Faith Talk Detroit.
Six 423 9578. 54 minutes past the hour, final segment of the program. Sharing some information about an incredible discovery in Reed Lee, California, in the Fresno area. Fresno, California, that is. The Fresno Bee featured an article written by Tim Sheehan. Tim Sheehan writes in that article about the discovery of the lab. Also says that now, 8 months after the surprising discovery and about 5 months after the lab was shut down, local, state, and federal agencies continue to investigate and clean up this business that was existing within a murky and muddled realm of regulatory authority. It's apparently a first-of-its-kind situation for investigators in the U.S., even as court documents show the company is in the midst of efforts to relocate back to Fresno, California proper. Quote, we're finding out that with these private labs, there really isn't as much regulation as there is for publicly funded labs, labs that receive grants, end quote, said one official who has been involved in the investigation since December 19th. Quote, there's no one technically looking for them, end quote. So could there be more of these labs around the country, do you think? Gary's listening to the program in Tucson. Gary, thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to suggest. If there's one, there's going to be more.
Yes.
I mean, why would they put all their eggs in one basket?
That's right.
And see, this is a horror movie in life, because, you know, Michael Crichton wrote all those movies about vaccines and stuff getting away from people, like Outbreak with the monkey and Andromeda Strain, which is old school now.
Sure.
All it had to do was a heavy wind, a landslide, whatever natural disaster, knock this thing over, release all those chemicals and all those viruses and all the diseases and
all the
mice.
Yeah, all the infected rodents, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they just spread across California. And Fresno is known as the armpit of California by California. So they wouldn't really care if Fresno disappeared. But there's all the rest of the country we have to worry about also.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an amazing development, Gary. When I first heard it, I thought to myself, this story is almost unbelievable, because how could something, an operation like this, actually be facilitated in this country in light of what we just went through over the last 2.5-3 years? How in the world could something like this, a facility where there is experimentation going on with regard to COVID-19, and everything they're finding in this place actually be real, and nobody is taking responsibility, credit, no one's stepping forward to say, yeah, we knew it was there, yeah, we approved it, yeah, that's our doing, and here are the people who own it and run it. No one is producing any of that information, Gary.
Yeah, well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that our federal government is no longer in the job of protecting the American citizens. Mm. They're out there trying to protect their job or trying to get this global warming thing,
yes,
to a point where the government has full control. So they're neglecting their job, which is to protect us and look for the dangers which are coming to our shores on a daily basis. And a sustainable vacation is you just stay home and watch TV.
Incredible, isn't it? Yes, the idea that because we believe the planet is now imperiled, instead of getting out, seeing the world, and exploring what this wonderful planet has to offer and its uniqueness affords us, we're all going to sit huddled around, what, a fan or an air conditioner? I think not, Gary.
Well, sure, and then they'll feed us propaganda on TV if we're watching it, so it's better just to turn on the fan.
Gary, great call, great thoughts and perspectives all, my friend. Thanks so very much. Rob, you've only got about 30 seconds.
I tuned in late, but I just wanted to say that I saw an article that Emory University trains, funds, and collaborates with Chinese military scientists linked to biowarfare research.
Yeah, we got a lot of this research going on college campuses. The story we were dealing with deals with these private businesses located in warehouses where people don't know they're there or what they're doing. We'll talk more about it, Rob, on a future program. Thanks so much for your call and being part of the program in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Find out what we've been up to. WLQB's newsletter is online. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com and enter.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.